This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Don't ever, after a sin, turn to Allah and say, "Oh Allah, because of that sin, don't punish me in the akhirah, just punish me in the dunya." Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. Okay? The reason why I'm saying this to you is, there's a woman who actually called me a few years back, right? There's a woman who called me a few years back. She tried to reach me first at my local masjid. She finally reached me after a few months. She left her phone number at my local masjid. Then they gave it to me. I rang and she said, "Sheikh, make dua for me. I'm in a real bad state." And then I spoke to her and she said she's done something bad, okay? She's done something bad. Now, I told her, "Look, just seek forgiveness from Allah, just do your tawbah, that's it, finished." And then in one of the conversations she said to me, "I made dua to Allah that if He's going to punish me, then He should punish me on this earth." And I thought, no, don't make that dua. Don't make that dua. Never. You know, in the hadith it says that if you're going to ask Allah, just ask Allah for afiyah. "Oh Allah, just give me relief. Just let me off." Don't say, "Oh Allah, you're going to punish me, so punish me here, punish me." Why, man? What are you doing to yourself? Allah's got the full authority to let you off. No matter how big your crime is, Allah can say, zap, zap, it's gone. Full sentence gone, full sentence of hellfire gone, full punishment of the earth gone, full azab of the dunya, of the qabr, of the grave, of the day of judgment, of hellfire, everything gone in one moment if He wants to. That's the Lord you're talking to. It's like basically, when you're in trouble, imagine you're in serious trouble, right? And you're going to go to the courts. And then let's say the prime minister of the country or someone really big and powerful, right, was to say to them, "Look, some of these guys, they get off with big timers. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you guys know what I'm trying to say? Certain princes in our country, you know what I'm trying to say? Stuff that they did in America, you know what I'm trying to say? You guys get what I'm trying to say? They get off with a lot of stuff, man, because some powerful person behind them said, "Hey, just let the whole court case go, let everything finish, that person's getting let off." Allah Azza wa Jal can forgive you for everything. Now that woman called me and she said that, and I said, "No, don't make that dua." She said, "Yes, I've been persistently making that dua that I don't want to get punished in the akhirah. If you're going to punish me in this world, then punish me in this world." And I thought, no, don't make that dua. You know what happened? After a year or two, right? She messaged me again and she said, "Make dua for me. I've got cancer." And I thought, no. And she had serious cancer. She had a few children behind her. And about another year later, she passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And I kind of think deep in my heart, if that woman had not sincerely made that dua, she said she made that dua to Allah in tahajjud time, in moments when you get close to Allah, she said, "Well, if you're going to punish me, then punish me on this earth." And I feel that, whatever her fate was, because she never had a problem with her body before that. And I believe that, she died quite young. And I feel, why do you make that dua? Because there was a sahabi who's making dua. And they said, "Oh Allah, give me sabr, oh Allah, give me sabr." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Don't ask for sabr. If you ask for sabr, you're asking for problems. Because you can only have patience if you've got problems." He said, "Ask Allah for afiyah, ask Allah for relief. Not ask Allah for sabr. Don't ask Allah for sabr. Don't say, 'Allah, give me the patience to endure this.' Don't make a dua like that. Just say, 'Oh Allah, just give me relief.' The best dua you can make is afiyah, which is relief, afiyah in Arabic. 'Oh Allah, give me relief. Oh Allah, give me relief.' Ask for the best. Ask for the highest you can ever ask for." Okay.